Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Domingos on the 15th of June, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Back Market, a Paris-based marketplace for refurbishing consumer electronics, raised $48 million in VC money to capitalize on cracks in the repair industry. The company started out answering the calls of fed-up customers who wanted more options to repair expensive devices, and found a huge untapped market in the process. With refurbished phones now available, consumers are opting for used phones over new ones that cost as much as cars. Last year, 1 in 10 iPhones purchased in the US was refurbished, but Back Market wants to push this trend even further by matching device owners with repair services to repair their current phones. Boring Company wins approval to build a transit link between downtown Chicago and the O'Hare International Airport. The firm plans to create twin tunnels that carry purpose-built electric vehicles departing every 30 seconds. Promises a commute time of 12 minutes each way, which compares with current train journeys of 40 minutes. Boring Company will bear the cost of construction in return for all revenues and in-car ad rides. It's unclear when the project will be complete. China's ambition to power the world's electric cars took a huge leap forward this week. A huge influx in investment will lead to a massive expansion of lithium-ion battery plants. China will be making 70% of the world's electric vehicle batteries by 2021, according to Bloomberg New Energy Finance. A new version of iOS will block a controversial loophole that law enforcement agencies have leveraged in order to crack into locked iPhones. In an upcoming version of iOS, likely iOS 12, Apple will include a feature known as USB restricted mode, which limits access to a locked phone through its USB port. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.